Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic, broadcasting to you live from an undisclosed location in the Mile High City. Now, for your ears' pleasure, Michael Amadei and JT.
But write one or two indicative words for the future. But I advance a moment only to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you.
Good evening. At this moment, you're joining with the community of poets, of writers, of lovers of the spoken word from around the world. Welcome home. Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic. The August, is it 16th?
Yes, sir.
16th, 2019 edition. Completely forgot the date. That's a little strange. I am one of your hosts, Michael Amadei. I'm sitting here across from the other host, the man who keeps everything moving. We'd be lost without a Mr. JT. Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm good.
All right, wonderful.
How are you?
I'm okay. I got a little thing called the, apparently like the itis here in the schnoz, the
yeah.
old nose. I got an issue here.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. I keep, I'm trying to keep myself from sneezing.
This is good.
Well, I mean, is it? Or if I just gave up and sneezed?
If you gave up and sneezed, I might be covered in some stuff that I may not like.
Like that's not happened before here.
That is very true.
It happens on the show quite often, actually.
Yeah.
Like the time I accidentally shook that orange drink and then opened it.
Oh, my God.
And by accidentally, I mean totally on purpose.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So tonight we have a great show lined up. We have some people. What am I saying? We've got some announcements.
Yes.
I gotta do this thing. Stall.
Stall. Okay, I will try and stall the best I can with what I've got, so I don't know if I can read. By the power of Grayskull, I have the power to mute your microphone while you're doing this, and I can do some other things. I just don't understand.
All right, thank you. Thank you for that. And by the way, I really do want to apologize to you, JT, for only wearing a loincloth to the studio this evening.
That's okay.
It's kind of all I had clean.
It's okay.
Okay.
I can tolerate it. You're
I'm behind a wall of tech.
Yeah.
Yeah. It makes it easier. Okay, so we have a couple of things to announce this this episode, and then we also are going to have some awesome poetry as we always do from our callers. So JT, which one should I do? Number 1 or number 2? Which one first? Which one first? Not in general.
Hold on. I'm sorry. See, as far
which
as
one should I announce first?
Okay.
Number one or number 2?
My goodness.
Number 2 being the one in red on the screen.
Let's go for number 1.
Okay, for number 1. Number, do you have a fanfare we can play for this? Number 1. That worked. Okay. So let's just
I clicked and hit the button.
We are
nothing
killing
happened.
It tonight, brother. We are killing it tonight. Okay. So here's the first announcement. We'll get better. This is mostly me, by the way. So it's come to be that time of year.
It has.
JT, it's become that time of year.
Yes, it has.
We are getting ready to do the 2019 World Poetry Open Mic Anthology. So as of tonight, these submissions are open. The way it works is this. You know, we try to put on the show for you all year. The way we get a lot of our kind of operating budget is we put out an anthology once a year. And if you want to support the show, you can do it through poetry. So if you'd like to submit something to the show, just put it in worldpoetryopenmic@gmail.com. Just in the subject line, say submission for anthology. The cutoff day, the very last time you can submit for this year, is Halloween night, October 31st, 12 a.m. Mountain Standard Time is the last day. Okay. Starting today, August 16th, is when you can actually start submitting.
Hey, Michael, I'm reading this new book. It's about anti-gravity. It's impossible to put it down.
That's fantastic. Are you doing the National Joke Day thing again?
Yeah, of course.
Every year, dude.
Every year. I got to.
You have to. It's not. What about National Hot Dog Day? What do you do on that day?
I eat one hot dog.
It's a celebration.
Oh, you're not supposed to eat them?
You buy a hot dog and you just kind of. Well, hope you guys had a great National Hot Dog Day. Mine was thrilling as always.
Well, I do buy Hebrew National.
I got to say, though, I think there's multiple National Hot Dog Days.
I think there is, too, because I've seen those. Well, okay, I keep hearing about the hot dog eating contests more and more and more, and I'm getting really, really worried that they're just making almost every single month a national hot dog.
I feel like this is a conspiracy from the hot dog industry.
You know what? It might be.
Now, I will say, I feel like you could go into those competitions. I feel like you could be the Conor McGregor, without the punching people in bars thing, the Conor McGregor of the hot dog eating, industry.
Yeah. Okay. I'll try and own it. I'll try and own it. We'll see what happens. I may put in a command starting later for the anthology. So if somebody popped in the anthology.
Perfect. Perfect. It's in the chat room. So we have this bot that will kind of cue off words people put in. So we might put in a little bit. What he's referring to is something that that would just give all the info and where to put the stuff for the anthology. If you just type the word anthology in chat, it'll pop up with that. Now, we're getting ready to do, we'll do this first.
Okay.
The other thing first. We're going to reveal our poet of the month. I sound like I'm dying, but I'm not. Well, I mean, technically I am in an existential sense.
Wow.
However.
Okay.
I'm not dying because
No.
I don't know what's going on. I got the itis.
Do you want a Halls?
No. What's that going to do about the nose? I'm supposed to put it in my nostrils or something? What's going on here?
I don't know.
All right. So I am now going to announce this month's POM. So I saw his fingers getting ready. I'm like, let's save the time here. All right. So I have just published it to our site. However, the poet of August 2019 is, drumroll.
I don't really have
Louise Bogun. Louise is one of the most accomplished American poets of the 20th century. Her subtle, restrained style was partially influenced by writers like Rilke and Henry James, and partially by the English metaphysical poets such as George Herbert, John Donne, and Henry Vaughan. Though she distanced herself from her intellectually rigorous metaphysical contemporaries, some of the critics have placed her in a category of brilliant minor poets described as the reactionary generation. But aware of the success and modern pretensions of Ezra Pound and T.S. Eliot, she began to use traditional techniques. Though her poetry is modern and emotive without being sentimental, her language is immediate and contemporary. She wrote some amazing, amazing books and some great poetry. And as I was going through and researching her, I really fell in love with a lot of her work. So if you go now to worldpoetryopenmic.net and click on Poet of the Month, it should be up, including a link on how you can find out more about our Poet of the Month, Louise Bogun. All right. Now, we're going to be covering the rules for the call-in segment here, but let me ask someone to do me a favor.
Yes.
If you're in the chat room, type in, is it just rules?
That is a great question. Yes, it's just the word rules.
So one person write rules in the chat room and hit that, and let's see what the bot pulls up, because that'll be a great...
Boom!
Boom, look at that. And so anytime you need to see rules, you can just type rules in, and that will pop up, and it will have all of them here. But let me read through them right now. Rule number one, no hate speech. We've never done that here. We never will. Number two, please skew PG-13. Although we're not in the business of censoring you, we do want to make this a friendly place for families, for younger people to be able to listen, and that will be, that just kind of keeps it safe. However, if you're doing something that's artistic, we might not jump in. If it gets gratuitous, we do reserve the right to jump in and say, hey, why don't you read this during an After Dark segment at the beginning of each month. Rule number three, please be prepared when we come on the line. That means have your poem ready. If something, extraneous happens, like you have an iPad and something, the screen goes off or whatever, like we're not calling you down on that. Just make sure you got it ready. It's respectful to everyone. Rule number four, please keep your work no longer than 3 to 5 minutes long. We appreciate that. Same kind of deal. And rule number five is for JT and I. We've got a lot of things we're focusing on when we're running the show. So telling us suggestions and ideas is great, but we might forget it. So we really take them seriously. So please send your comments and suggestions to worldpoetryopenmic@gmail.com. That way we can get them, or you can put them in the contact form on worldpoetryopenmic.net. All right, I think we got it. You think we got it? Awesome. So we're going to do our first segment. We need five unique callers, the number 720-240-9766.
That number again is 720-240-9766.
Or Skype ID, World Poetry Open Mic.
No matter your gender.
No matter your religion.
No matter where you are from.
You have a voice that matters.
You have a poetic home here.
Free from judgment.
Free from hate. Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic.
So I was just dancing alone in a park listening to that song, and I realized I had to run back to the studio. So sorry about just wandering off, JT.
It's all right, Michael. I understand.
I got these rose petals here, though. Do you want any of them?
I'll hold off. Maybe for the
water.
They
might be miraculous because there were no roses around.
Well, then we definitely need to have them.
We need all the help we can get here at World Poetry Open Mic.
I don't think we're that bad.
No, we're really not that bad. I've listened to some other poetry shows. Anyway, moving on. Let's... What?
No. What?
I'm kidding. I know. Not really, but I'm kidding.
I understand. Okay.
So we've got some great callers lined up here. Looking forward to it. However, GT.
Yes.
I have a submission.
You have a submission?
I have a submission.
Oh.
Which means I am sub... to the mission.
Just below it.
You don't want to lower yourself too much.
Right. You just want to be just below that mission line.
Right, exactly. Got it. Okay. So, this is from a man we like to call James, who's from the land of hopes and dreams.
Yes.
And he gave us a preamble. He said, Michael and JT, could you read one or both of these poems? He put two, but I'm going to read one just this time.
Yep.
The first is about about where I sometimes am emotionally mingled with the Phantom of the Opera, and the second is about something that happened at work. So we're going to read the one that is mingled emotionally with the Phantom of the Opera, because who cannot relate to that? Here we go. Medusa lovely. Medusa lovely and lonely. Women wince at his approach. The mask he wears to cover his face, the mask he wears to hide his pain, serves to drive him to a deeper, darker shadow state of mind. And that was Medusa Lovely by James Rothline. Very good. Very good, James. Yes. Really appreciate that. And I will read your other one later on in the show. All right. We ready to go to the callers, my friend?
Yes. Yes, right, I am.
Here. I'm going to do a couple power squats. 1 second.
Oh, yeah. That looks good.
Yep.
Good
See,
form.
I got
good
that.
Form.
Thank you well for done. That. I've been working on that form. That foam rolling has really paid off.
As it should.
It should. Well, hurts. There's no reason to do it if it's not paying off, right? But it really does. I really feel like we could do a whole health episode. You know what? Foam rolling. Foam rolling. That could be a whole new podcast.
It could.
We could just choose a place to do foam rolling, and the whole podcast is us just talking about foam rolling in that particular situation. Foam rolling at an Arby's.
Yes.
Episode 22.
Yes.
You start running out of things to say. All right. Now we're man. All right. Now we're going to head to Vancouver, British Columbia. We're going to get out of the country. You know what I'm saying? We're going to go visit Cynthia here in the number one spot. Hello, Cynthia. How are you?
Oh, I'm having a great week.
Oh, wonderful. Good. Happy to hear that. Happy to hear it.
Yeah, thanks. I figured out exercise is non-negotiable, so I swim every day now, and it makes me really happy.
That is fantastic. Yeah, you know, I've kind of found that myself, and I realize that if I don't do at least a little bit of yoga and some stretching and things like that, my tendency to injure myself gets way higher. So I just the little practices really seem to pay off.
Yeah, so I'm all kind of relaxed, but also trying to do a really good job on this poem tonight.
Oh, wonderful.
I'm doing a cover.
Okay.
And this is by a poet I really like. She runs, it's by Mary Crane Fahey. She runs Pond Dreams and Pipe Dreams and Poetry on Facebook. I know Barbara knows her.
Yes.
Yeah, so a lot of people probably know about that site. And if you don't, you should definitely, I'll post the link. So this is one she wrote. It's called Animo Ferrum. It was published in Poetry Quarterly, which is one of the books that Prolific Press puts out, which are really great books to submit to. So Animo Ferrum by Mary Crane Fahey. How does a poet write a poem? Astonishing and awful, like the cheetah bringing down the screaming wildebeest, that serenades a stranger soul with a divertimento that claims the heart. Touching truths, sharing truths, without repentance or harsh self-doubt. That other poets, lacking courage, tell slant or hide, or co-mingle with lies becoming truth. It takes wild courage to be the poet who explores Matisse underbellies of truth, walks lonely pathways, any mystery often met with stunned silences, because the poet risked it all. In the rush of rising words, like winds announcing a storm, the most recalcitrant readers, reluctant seekers of truth, are swept away by words, by a wild spirit they do not know, but who knows them. End poem by Mary Crane Fahey.
It's a beautiful piece by Mary. And great read, Cynthia. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for having me on the show and on to a wonderful evening.
We're looking forward to it as well, and this is a great start. So thank you, and we'll talk to you during the return.
Okay.
All right, thank you. And that was Cynthia calling in from Vancouver, British Columbia, leading us off. All right, now we're going to mosey on down towards a place I like to call Michigan. We're going to visit with George. Hello, George.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, yes, hello.
This Michigan is still here.
Yeah, you know, and, we heard that on the news.
Yeah, that's every once in a while they have the good news and then the bad news on the national
TV. They have good news on national TV?
Well, if they do, though, they always counteract it with the bad news, and that's that Michigan's still here.
All right.
So that means Dennis and I are still here.
Well, we're happy about that part for sure.
Well, I think so. Okay, what I got here is a poem I wrote about a year ago, and I thought I read it here, but my little checklist says no. So if you do hear it, you can leave the room until I'm done. Broken wing. A baby song sparrow with a broken wing jitters in low panic across the grass in a search for survival. Must have failed its first solo flight. I pick its gray-speckled fearfulness up and cradle it, trying to figure out where best to place it. Nature says the injury is mortal, a balance of the unfit and the fit. It cannot eat. No vets do sparrows. Only my humble hospice remains. So when I can grab it, I move it to safety under thick flowers and sprinkle Niger seed and water aside it. A neighboring cat may find it. But in its overreaching fear, it struggles away from help and runs to a hopeless and strained horizon, which it will never reach, like we sometimes do. But it has brothers and sisters who will succeed, like we sometimes do. End of piece.
Very well done, sir. Very well done.
Well, thank you. Good stuff.
Yeah, that's... JT, what'd you think?
Oh, I enjoyed it. Yeah. That was really good. Thank you, George.
You went to step on the bird or anything? Bad joke.
we could go on and on, I'm sure. I think, George, that conversation would have to go on longer than...
longer.
But, okay. Really appreciate it, and thank you for that. Yeah. We really appreciate it.
Love Friday nights, and I'll get us move aside for the next one.
Thank you, sir. Thanks. We'll talk to you soon. And that was George calling from Michigan in the second spot here in our first segment. You know, summers are always really chill, really just kind of low-key here.
Low-key?
Low-key.
Weren't we talking about Thor a little while ago?
Low-key, low-key.
Not low-key.
Low-key.
Got it.
You know, not Thor, the ore.
Right.
You understand.
Yes.
Maybe later you can send me an SMS message and we'll discuss. Okay, let's go now to a place that people are just ravenous to get to. I mean, it is, people are flocking. It's like a caravan on the way to Connecticut. Let's go to Barbara.
Hello.
Hello, Barbara.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing good. I thought I was all finished with my eye things, but Tuesday, I had to go back in for what they said was a checkup, and then both the PA and the doctor descended upon me with these tweezer things to find more sutures. So.
Are you doing all right now?
I'm okay. Just okay. A little bit more swollen than it was last week. So, you know, it's okay. Okay. I can walk out into the world. It's fine.
Well, that's good to know.
It's all good. So, I'm going to read a poem by our poet of the month because she intrigued me and I went to see her poetry and it's really quite gorgeous. So, here it is. It's called Betrothed by Louise Bogan. You have put your two hands upon me and your mouth. You have said my name as a prayer. Here where trees are planted by the water, I have watched your eyes cleansed from regret and your lips closed over all that love cannot say. My mother remembers the agony of her womb and long years that seem to promise more than this. She says, you do not love me. You do not want me. You will go away. In the country where to I go, I shall not see the face of my friend, nor her hair, the color of sunburnt grasses. Together we shall not find the land on whose hills bends the new moon in air traversed of birds. What have I thought of love? I have said it is beauty and sorrow. I have thought that it would bring me lost delights and splendor as a wind out of old time. But there is only the evening here and the sound of willows now and again, dipping their long oval leaves in the water. And a poem by Louise Bogan, poet of the month.
She's got some beautiful work, doesn't she? I really was really kind of fell in love with a lot of her, the way she really used her language.
I know, so beautiful. So beautiful, and yet kind of edgy in a way.
And it's interesting, isn't it? But I one of the things that JT and I really talked about is we need a lot more female poets and poet of the month, because it's very easy to just go through this pantheon of the older just male poets that had a lot of attention, right? But I think there is so much great work out there, and we need to, sometimes I need to dig just a tiny bit. I don't go really obscure, so it's impossible. But I thought she was really worth shining the spotlight on.
She is. She's really good. A lot of her poetry is right on here on Poetry Foundation, and also you can find it on the other one, Poetry Hunter. So I think there might be more of her, but she's really, really good. Really enjoyed that.
Well, thank you for your read of it as well. It was great.
You're welcome. It was very modern in a way, too. I mean, just, super great.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I appreciate it, Barbara. Thank
you.
Thank
you. Okay.
We'll talk to you during the return. Bye.
Yep.
And that was Barbara calling from the land of hopes and dreams, Connecticut. it's funny because I say this stuff and there's like no reason that it should be funny, but for some reason, no matter what state you say that from, it still becomes funny.
Yes.
I mean, I could say any state. Like, what would be a Delaware?
Delaware. The land of hopes and dreams.
The land of milk and honey. Delaware. You know they have both milk and honey and hopes and dreams in Delaware.
I hope so, yes.
You know, but Massachusetts.
Right out, right?
I think it's the best. Those local dancers of Pingreville. Like,
yes.
Amazing.
Yes.
The staring dogs of Suffolk County.
Yep.
Stall for me.
I'm trying to stall, but I can't think of things because, you spur the moment things of stalling. I really need to grab my poetry book and just read one whenever you say that. So next time, I'll be ready.
We'll set up a little easel for you.
Easel.
And that way you can have a page open, and it'll be easy because of the easel. You can turn and just focus straight on a poem. I can be like, stall. You'd be like, great. So we rounded the, and just straight in.
Yeah.
You know, that's a thing.
Yeah.
But I do like to spur the stalling. I think it's kind of.
Oh, my God.
It's almost like I'm a bit of a totalitarian on your time. No? Okay.
Wow.
All right, okay. Sorry about that. Okay. No more gulag humor. All right. Let's go now to a little place I like to call New York. Let's visit Zach. Place. Hey, Zach. How are you?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's going pretty well, except for this this nose malaise I have going on. I'm not sure what's going on with that, but we're doing well otherwise.
Well, happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you as well. So, what do you have for us?
Well, this is a... I just wanted to, give a little warning. This is a pretty deep poem. It's about drunk driving that I wrote a couple of days ago. And, it's one of those ones I didn't intend it to get so dark, but it just kind of took a life of its own. And I think those are honestly kind of some of the best poems. And so... I'm gonna take about 5 or 10 seconds before I read it, just to give a chance to someone who could be triggered by it, and so they can have. It'll be about a minute, so they would be able to listen in about a minute. But this is called 10 Miles from Home, and it'll start about 10 seconds. Okay, this is called 10 Miles from Home. When she goes out, it's like it's her last night alive. When he goes out, he clears his mind by taking a midnight drive through the countryside. After a long night alone in an empty bar, she decided to take a chance and get in her car. He went out too, but didn't make it very far. Only 10 miles. 10 miles from home, 2 lives were lost. 10 miles from home, she didn't think about the cost. 10 miles from home, two families will never be the same. 10 miles from home stands a memorial with their pictures and their names. End poem.
Well, a powerful piece, Zach, and thank you for sharing it. But also, I really do want to say thank you for thinking out the effect it might have on someone who has some issues with it, and thank you for taking the time and really thinking out how you're presenting that. That means a lot to JT and I, and I'm sure the other people in the show as well.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, I do, like I said, I didn't know that I knew it was a problem, but I didn't know that so many people I knew had been affected by drunk driving.
Yeah.
So it was really, one of my friends said, too deep.
For some of us, it is, you know, and for me, I've had a lower level of being affected, not me personally, but in my family, of someone who had a very near catastrophic experience because of it. And, you know, even with that smaller level of being affected, it's still a pretty serious thing to really consider, you know?
Oh, yeah, and, you know, it's because it's such a serious topic, you know, it deserves to be recognized in, you know, poetry and, you know, because it can affect you. And,
sure.
You know, so that was 10 Miles from Home, and the title comes from the statistic that nearly 70% of all car crashes happen within 10 miles of the victim's home.
That is true, but I'm going to bring up something, because I have heard that statistic as well, and I was in a conversation with people saying, I wonder why that is, and then I had to remind them that statistically, the more times you do something, the higher a likelihood that it will happen. And whenever someone leaves their home and is driving, especially if they go even just a block or so, right, they're within, unless they go 11 miles away from home, they're always within this, at some point, they're always going to go within 10 miles of their home. And statistically, that goes higher and higher and higher and higher and higher. So, yes, maybe we do get more relaxed as we get closer, and also the drunk driving things, for sure. But then just statistically, we're more likely to have an accident because that's where we drive the most,
mm-hmm.
You know?
Right. We're too comfortable, so we're not keeping our guard up.
Well, that could be part of it, for sure, you know? And then just the pure numbers, that too, you know? But anyway,
right.
Zach, thank you, sir. Really appreciate that. Really enjoyed it. And we're looking forward to hearing from you during the return.
Oh yeah, I got a lay. I decided to do a poetic form of the month. I decided to do a lay. So
fantastic!
I will share that in the return engagement.
Looking forward to it. All right, thank you, sir.
Okay.
We'll talk to you soon.
Yep. Bye.
And that was Zach calling from New York. New York, JT. New York. I kind of like saying it like that. When I get, at what point as I get older will my voice become like that?
I don't know. You may have to.
Maybe at one time I'll just decide
that's the way
that
it's going
I
to be.
Now I'm going to speak with an accent and kind of change my voice to be a little bit like Hugo Weaving, now that I think about it.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Sorry,
I'm
running other things.
Oh,
as
I know
well.
You are. I see you're doing it. There's no problem.
Yeah.
Let's head to Cleveland, Ohio. What do you think?
Yeah.
Let's do it. Just off the top of my head.
Just off the top of your
not
head.
Not like she's waiting for us. Mama Oladeji from Cleveland, Ohio. Hello, Mama.
Right. That's me.
How are you?
I'm doing okay. Hey, did you see me in my Cleveland hat?
Seeing your Cleveland hat, what are you talking about? What's going on here?
I put a picture up there of me in my Cleveland hat.
Oh, I see. Let me see. I'm going to look you. I'll look you up.
Okay. I wanted y'all to make a big deal about it. Barbara saw it.
All right. I'll look it up here in a minute. Okay. While you're reading, I'll look it up.
Okay, and say stuff like 216 East Side, go Cleveland, yeah, stuff like that, you know.
All right. Perfect. So what do you have for us?
A poem called Tomorrow.
All right.
I've been digging in the crates, so I pulled up some of my old stuff. And it goes like this. I used up my future in the past. Now I have no home here. I am only using this bridge, this twilight, to stay afloat. Too much, too fast. Living life to the fullest, life to the brim, a life too exciting, too curious, too zealous. Right now, meant I wanted it yesterday. Yesterday, couldn't wait for another day. Too crazy, too impatient. Legacy of my blood. Even 9 months was too long. Too angry, too brave, too strong to be tied down. No way, no how. Never wanted things to come my way. Had to have it now. Had to go get it. Missed a heap of blessings by leaving too soon. Poof, I'm gone. If you see me now, you won't see me later. I used up my future in the past. Now I have no home here. I have no now at last. Took all of my turns too fast. I'm only using this bridge, this twilight, to stay afloat. Because I used up my future in the past. My boat came in and docked. Landed and left me stranded in the past. Been there, done that. Knew that, forgot that, all that. Nothing left for me to do or say. Can't duck my fate. Too late to play it straight. Took the bend in the road. Arrived early at the end of my early soul. My earthly soul. Too impetuous, I've been told. There's nothing else new under the sun for me to do. Much too impetuous, I've been told. Lived above my means. I was before my own time. Now I'm old, much too bold. My future has been bought and sold. I can't even wait for death. Cool and deadly with this breath. Sleepless nights, enough for regret. I will begin again to replay my hedonistic sin as I fast forward to the here and now, so tired from my reckless past. Finally, inertia has closed my eyes. And so for me, there's rest at last. Tomorrow, my mama Oregonji, in peace.
Beautifully done piece, Mama. And as always, that read is just so solid.
Thank you very much, gentlemen. You all make me feel like a real poet. I'll never stop coming back.
We really appreciate that. And by the way, I found the picture of you in your hat. And I think Barbara's right. You do look cool.
Thank you.
I saw it now. I saw it now.
Okay, good.
All right.
I'm tickled all kind of colors right now. That's all right. Funny. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. We'll talk to you during the return, okay?
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Goodbye. And that was Mama Oladeji calling from Cleveland, Ohio, rounding out our very first segment of the evening. Like I said, these are kind of relaxed nights. You don't get a lot of big traffic. Now, of course, as the weather starts getting colder, we start getting that more and more and more.
Wanted to put out some things. Sorry about the bot, guys.
We're still learning it,
still working on it. I did put an anthology bot or message in there. Okay.
Okay, you did? Okay.
I did.
As far as the posting of the links, like what Cynthia ran into.
Right. So posting links is kind of a no-no, and mostly because you can get this really constant just inundated with spam on links. and we're trying to so as the bot works, it tries to trim that out.
So I think what you mean by saying it's a no-no is not that it's a no-no for the people who are sharing links here.
Right.
But leaving it open for it to be done is that people will go, people that we don't know will pop in and start just spamming links. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So we're just trying to protect against that.
Right. And so what it did was, unfortunately, Cynthia, it knocked you out for 5 minutes, apparently. So 60.
Well, it said 5 seconds. Was it 5 minutes?
The first one was 5 seconds, but when you do it twice, it goes to 600.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah. So I just adjusted all of that be a 5 second knockout kind of thing. Like, hey, stop.
Now, what should they do if they want us to do a link?
So
it was 10 minutes, Cynthia.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wow. My apologies, Cynthia. Yeah, because 600 seconds, I guess, is 10 minutes. I can't count. I'm sorry.
Fair enough. Yeah, 60 times 10 is yeah. I didn't catch that either for some reason. Yeah. I don't know why.
Basically, if you want us to post a link, I would honestly, if you can, spell it out. Do Facebook space and then explain who it is. And
you
it doesn't
like
show up
right,
as
a, right dot like DOT.
Well, don't something. Even do a, you know, it's on Facebook. Go search this, you know, that kind of spelling it out. Yes, copying the link would work great. I did wind up finding that post and getting that link popped in. As you become a regular in the chat room, you're allowed to post links. It's an option. I've been, like I said, I've been
okay,
playing
you're learning. Okay,
I'm learning as we're going and listening, and so I'm doing a lot of things, and I apologize.
It is
folks.
No one's fault for it. It's Cynthia, sorry about that. They're just trying to catch the people who are not us,
yeah,
who come in and do it, and no doubt about it. Yes, you got it.
Thank you,
Dennis. Now we got the bot puns coming, which is perfect. So we're working on it. We're not going to leave it to be as crazy as that. So. But if we're having any issues, let me know. We'll make sure that any pertinent links and things get posted where they need to go. We'll take care of you guys. So just let us know. Anything else we need to share about it? You feel okay for right now?
I'm good. Obviously, that anthology
works. So it works. Thank you for triggering that.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, you did know. Ro was a bot. I think we should name this bot. Maybe we'll take some votes on that during the the break here. Okay.
Okay.
So if you have ideas, put it in the chat room. I'll be keeping a bit of a tally. We need 5 more unique callers. We'll see how many we get here. If we don't get, whoever we get, you're guaranteed 2. So even if we only get a few callers, we'll do the second segment.
Yeah.
And then we'll trigger the return after that. So we'll see. The number 720-240-9766.
That number again is 720-240-9766.
Or Skype ID World Poetry Open Mic.
Rock the mic. Rock the mic. When you rock, nothing can stop you. When you suck, nothing can save you. Rock the mic. Rock the mic. Hot. Hot, hot like this. I won't mess around. I won't waste your time. When you rock. When you rock. My name is Lenny C., and I'm here to rock the mic. Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic.
And we're back for this second segment, a.k.a. Dennis's special reading session.
Sorry.
Yeah?
That just caught me funny.
It's all right. So people don't know this. When JT's at work, I send him joke memes.
Yes.
Quite often.
Yes, you do.
And I also was sending the teachers from my previous school where I worked, who are now back in session, sending them quotes and things about how much work sucks, which is a lot of fun, actually. I'm enjoying the responses I'm getting from people. But JT is actually fun because we actually laugh about it.
Quick question for you.
Yes, sir.
How do you make holy water?
Well, there you go. There's my answer.
Just well, okay.
What's a well?
Actually,
JT, what's a well? It's a hole.
Yeah, got it. Okay.
Boom.
There's that one. Or you boil the hell out of it.
That's a good one. That's a good one, too.
Sorry.
Maybe you do both. But how do you boil it in a well? That's an issue.
Oh, that was awesome.
Yeah, I can tell what happened.
I know exactly what that was.
That's good, but I'm glad we caught it. All right. So now let's get ready to travel to Michigan and talk with Dennis. Hello, Dennis. Good evening.
Well, good evening. I was, didn't get in the first round because I was still looking up the poet of the month. I'm not slow.
You're not at all. She was a little, she's just obscure enough, but she's not that obscure, you know? And hopefully it's an expanding
idea. It was
idea.
For me, but it's still a good pick, no doubt about it.
All right. Well, thank you for that. So what do you have for us this evening?
Well, I would like to read a poem by the poet of the month, Louise Bogan. The title is The Alchemist. I burned my life that I might find a passion holy of the mind. Thought divorced from eye and bone, ecstasy come to breath alone. I broke my life to seek relief from the flawed light of love and grief. With mounting beat, the utter fire, charred existence and desire, it died low, ceased its sudden thresh. I had found unmysterious flesh, not the mind's avid substance, still passionate beyond the will. End of poem.
That was one of the first ones I read of hers that I just really connected with, and I'm glad you chose it, and thank you for reading it.
Yes, well, thank you. I had fun looking at her poems. And there's a wealth there that people can go dip into and find some treasure.
It's a good way to put it. It's a good way to put it. Thank you, Dennis. We really appreciate it, and we appreciate you know what you bring to the show. And yeah, we're with you, and we're hoping to hear from you during the return.
All right, I'll try to stay awake. I have to keep George awake. I have to keep poking him.
That's right. So that's right.
You know, I have a duty there, so I gotta take care of my bud.
That's yeah. You gotta do that. That's right. We're depending on you. All right.
All righty.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. I'll step aside and let the next poet step up to the mic, and I'm gonna say God bless.
Hey, God bless, Dennis.
God bless. And that was Dennis calling from Michigan. And he's rounding out the second segment. Like I said, it's a chill night. We're okay with that. So now, since we have the other thing from James, I think I'm going to read that at the top of the return, okay?
Yeah, I would say so, too. Yeah.
Okay, cool. I think we're kind of getting on the same page here occasionally.
Yeah, occasionally. I mean, all right. It's what we try and do.
We try.
Yes, actually, sir. I need to put this...
Do you mean to stall?
No,
you
I just need to...
You need me to stall, you need me to hang out and make up songs that sound like I'm stalling. Not really, like, sound like I'm stalling. That's not how stalling sounds.
No, it's not.
I mean, I've studied history for what George has studied history for. He could tell you that is not what stalling sounds like.
Does he sound like Mickey Mouse?
No.
Oh, okay.
More like Mike Tyson, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a really interesting...
Now, Keith...
Yeah, even that kind of, yeah. Okay. Interesting.
You imagine you walk in, you go straight up, you're courage to stall, and he's that very, you know, stern-looking face.
Yeah.
Very. And you just start talking like this, you know, like, hey, what's going on, man? Hey, what's up?
It'd be a little
like,
weird.
You'd be like, what's with the pitch of the voice, dude? What's with the, what is this?
Yeah.
Like, we know this is obviously you faking it.
Right.
But I don't know.
Did he fake it till he made it?
That is true. You have to. All right, we're going to go in just a moment to the return engagement. But first, I'm just going to say this again, just for the people who join us a little bit later. We are now opening up, as of today, the window for the submissions for the World Poetry Open Mic 2019 anthology. If you have work you would like to contribute to us, that will then help us put a book out, which then funds the show for the rest of the year. We would really, really appreciate it. We love it. This is a way for the poets to be able to support what we do through poetry, which we really love. So if you want to submit things, you can. worldpoetryopenmic@gmail.com. Just put submission for anthology in the subject line. That's the best way to get through to us. The window closes on October 31st, midnight. So actually, technically, it's midnight November 1st, but it's, you have all of October 31st to get it to us, Mountain Time. Okay, so if 11:59 p.m. Mountain Time on October 31st, you click send, you're right in the last minute of the window. All right, so after that, now we're going to head to the return engagement. Anybody wants to call back in and share one, you can. Anybody wants to call for the first time, you can as well. And I'm also going to be reading a submission from James Rothline. The number is 720-240-9766.
That number again is 720-240-9766.
Or Skype ID World Poetry Open Mic.
This is Draven from The Silent Still, and you're listening to World Poetry Open Mic.
And like Michael's Life in Reverse and the Closure's coming back on, it is the return engagement. We're back. We've got some great poets lined up for you.
Yes.
Now, JT.
Yes, sir.
You were telling me that there's some more things we can kind of do with this system as far as bots and things and polls and stuff. So we're working on how to do that.
Yeah.
Now, in a few weeks, should we tell them about your plans towards the end of August, early September? Now, you don't have to tell them the details, but like you're being here, me, right? You want to tell them about that real quick?
Sure. So I will not be here at the end of August.
And my hands will somehow be out of commission, so I'll be running the show with nothing but my nose and one of my toes.
It's going to be incredible. I'm trying to teach him how to do it so that he can be fully prepared.
It's funny, every time I try to use my nose, I just end up, my forehead gets in the way. And
see, I think you got to lean back just a touch. Just a touch, your forehead.
I've always been too far in. Yeah. I'm always going to lean back.
Okay, yeah.
All right, but well, that makes sense.
But the show will be here. Mm-hmm. We'll Absolutely. Be on, or at least you will be running it. So
blame me.
I won't blame you for anything.
It's a problem. No.
No.
Not you. Not you. Everybody else.
Oh, okay. So we should be okay, and that way, Michael will get the end of the month kind of worked out, and then the following Friday we will be off. So we'll put that up in the calendar on the 6th of September. Yep. We're taking off for the show for the night, and then
we usually take the first Friday off in September.
Yes, we do.
Yeah,
and then we'll be back on the following one.
All right,
sounds
good.
Like a plan.
Yeah, and okay. We'll be back for another decent stretch.
Yes,
through.
I don't know. Maybe through the end of October.
Should we tell them what we're going to put out for Halloween?
Because it will be done by then.
Oh, it'll totally be done by then. It's going to be done a little bit before that.
You want to do another announcement?
Should we? Here's the thing. I've been holding back announcements.
You have
too much stuff coming out, man.
I know.
But I mean, I'm working my balls off over here.
Yes, you are. So let's see. This coming weekend, not tomorrow, but the next weekend.
We're doing a class
on Saturday.
Yeah, that's right about
so
about
we'll have
how
to
do a podcast.
When we get done with the show, we'll have to go straight home, go to bed.
Yep.
Then go to the class. Mm-hmm. Then the following week,
you're gone.
I'm gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, so here's
it's
the
a
thing.
Busy month.
So a few years ago, was it 13, 14, something like that?
Oh, man.
14.
14.
We put out an album of Edgar Allan Poe readings with original music.
Yes.
And it was always something that kind of stuck with me as like, I didn't mind it, but it could have been so much better. And there were some things I really wanted to fix and and make better. So we recently gained the ability to do that. And so very quietly for the last, 4 months, five months, something like that?
Yeah.
I've been working on doing that to all of the things, re-recording a lot of the readings, rearranging a lot of the music, developing it, making it sound much better, much more full and beautiful. And so we are going to be electronically releasing that again, re-releasing, because it was a very private release. We didn't put it out on any stores or anything like that. This time you'll be able to hear it on Spotify, Apple Music, any of those things you want to. It'll be completely out there. But we're going to have an album of Edgar Allan Poe favorite pieces with new original music, new original recordings coming out in late October. I don't have the exact date yet, but it'll be before Halloween, and it'll be kind of targeted around then. So we're really excited about it. It's something we've been working on kind of quietly for a while, and we're really pumped to kind of put this into the world and see what it does.
Yes. I think it'll be a good thing.
I think it'll be fun. All right, let's get ready to do a submission here. JT, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to ask you to stall one more time.
Stalling again. Okay, so did you know that the first French fries weren't actually cooked in France? They were cooked in Greece. You wanted me to stall. You never said how.
I'd be like, JT, stall intelligently.
Okay. Sorry.
If a hypotenuse leaves Boston at 3 o'clock and arrives in Florida at 10 p.m. dressed like a flamingo, what the hell happened? Okay. Okay. Here, let's go to a submission here.
Yes.
This is a second one sent in by James Rothline. This is called Several Seconds. Several seconds distant from the point of collapse. Strength insufficient to lift him up. Empathy in the aftermath latches leech-like, lingering upon my psyche as I stumble, struggling to shake the memory of being there first. And that was Several Seconds by James Rothline. He said that second one was based on something that had happened at work. So he kind of left that up to interpretation, I think.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Great work, Jim. Thank you very much. By the way, if you want to submit like Jim, Suzanne, I'm looking at you. If you want to submit like Jim, you can. worldpoetryopenmic@gmail.com or in the contact form at worldpoetryopenmic.net. All right. So we're going to head to our callers now. Let's go right back to Dennis. There's no reason to screw around. Let's just go to Dennis. Hey, Dennis, welcome back.
Hello, I'm back.
All right. We're happy about this.
Oh, me too. I don't know if you can take back-to-back Dennis.
Oh, I think we can happily.
Let's see what happens.
All right.
That bot may just explode. You never know.
That's what we should try to do is just try to see if we can make the bot explode. That would be the fun part.
Yeah. All right.
All right. So what do you have for us?
Well, with it not being a Studio X night and Mary is missing, I thought I would help balance out the show with a little bit of music.
All right.
Very little bit, but a little bit of music. So, for your listening pleasure, this.
Okay, let's see. So, Dennis, if you can hear us, we lost him. Do you think, I wonder if he was like, all right, everybody, get ready for this big piece. Click.
That was not the bot, by the way.
That was not the bot.
The bot doesn't control that.
The bot said, there's someone singing, stop the singing. No, the bot does not even control that. By the way, did we come up with a name for the bot? I had Bartholomew Wilkinson III Esquire.
Ooh, I like that.
Or we could just name it like Willie Nelson. Willie Nelson just banned Cynthia for.
Right. Let's hope Dennis is still in the. Well, he's in the chat. Let's see. We'll see.
And Dennis, just
chat.
Give us a call right back. For some reason, we lost your. We lost your signal. We lost the signal.
That's so weird.
It's all right, JT. Don't worry. Don't be afraid.
I'll try not to.
Dennis. Oh, here he is. He's coming back. See, the song worked.
It did.
Hey, Dennis, welcome back. Sorry about that, my friend.
Oh, no problem. No problem. Did you hear anything at all?
No, it was right as you were about to start. It just totally went dead, and we thought, oh, come on now. So
I thought I already got gonged.
Oh no, we won't gong you. That's not that show.
All right, I'm going to sing Swing Low, Sweet Chariot. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. I looked over Jordan, and what did I see? Coming for to carry me home. A band of angels coming after me. Coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. I'm sometimes up and sometimes down, coming for to carry me home. But still my soul feels heavenward bound, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. The brightest day that I can say, coming for to carry me home. When Jesus washed my sins away, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. If you get there before I do, coming for to carry me home. Tell all my friends I'm coming there too, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. If I get there before you do, coming for to carry me home. I'll cut a hole and pull you through, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. End of song.
Dennis, first of all, thank you for singing, and love that song. JT and I were trying to picture what you were doing while you were singing. I mean, it was, we thought, you know, it's possible he could be singing partway through making a sandwich. I mean, that would be interesting too. But we thought it was great. And thank you very much.
Well, you're very welcome. I'm glad I could share that with you, and I hope George heard that, because he was supposed to be at a local open mic this evening, and I sang that there. So I thought I'd sing it again, but It looks like he might have snuck off. We got to watch that door.
I was going to say, he's
a little slippery kind of guy.
JT, can you make a bot for the door?
Ooh, that would be awesome.
There you go. Yes. Yes, a chair bot, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Or, you know, the other thing we could have is World Poetry Open Mic drones.
You give him a couple of shocks just to wake him up every once in a while.
See, that's what we need. We need drones controlled by the bot, so if someone doesn't call, we can have the drone go up and knock on their front door and see what's going on. That's not intrusive at all, right?
That could happen.
Well, I'm sure it could happen. I think it's going to happen from Apple and Amazon first, though. That's the scary part. But,
well, they had to do the prototypes.
Of course they did.
It's all good.
All used to a good end. All right. Hey, Dennis, thank you, sir. Thanks for the singing. We all loved it. You'll see it in the chat room, I'm sure. And
yep,
we appreciate
you. Thank you so very much for letting me indulge my my passions.
All right. Of course.
I'm going to step aside and let the next poet step up to the mic and say, God bless.
Hey, God bless, Dennis.
All right, God bless. Thank you, sir. All right, and that was Dennis leading off the return engagement with some good music. You know what song I used to just really abuse quite a bit? Is Michael Rowe, and I would always do it in an accent. Michael rode the boat ashore, hallelujah. And I would just keep going.
Wow.
Mostly when I was a teenager, of course.
Of course.
I think I did that in the back of a few math classes. Barbara, don't be all elitist about that World Poetry Open Mic at Friends Board. We can just do it. We don't have to. He doesn't have to, like... Don't haze the guy. Let's just invite him. But hey, Zach, you can definitely call back after Mama, okay? And then that you can call in, and we'll put you on for the return, okay? Because you had that
sweet
issue. Perfect. Okay, but now we're gonna head to the head of the sorority herself. Apparently, let's go to Barbara in Connecticut. Hello, Barbara. How are you?
How am I being elitist?
I'm just kidding. You're like, you have to be invited. But it's like, well, you have to be invited. So
no,
if you haven't
true.
Been,
you have
mind.
To be invited.
I
you can't
know.
Get on that board.
I'm one of the administrators. I just forgotten to invite Zach, okay? I'm sorry.
Well, please invite him.
Well, yeah. Right now he feels pretty horrible because he hasn't been invited. Think about how awesome it would have been if it was a surprise.
Someone has to invite him.
If it was
I'm
a surprise,
sorry, that's the rules there.
Oh, that's well, we're all about the rules, aren't we, Bart? Come on, you can't fool me. I know you're not all about the rules. What's going on?
I'm all about the rules.
What are you talking about? You're all about having people make the rules. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm just giving you a hard time.
Well, I'm not a bot, so, you know.
You know, neither
anyway.
Am I. That's my problem. Yeah.
Anyway, what happens here is that during the interlude, I wrote a poem, and it's based on a book I'm reading, A Fine Balance, by Rohinton Mistry. I don't know if you know that book, but it's quite a book. Anyway, here goes. It's called A Fine Balance. Everything needs a balance. The good comes with applause, while the bad skunks... Can I start again? Sorry. Everything needs a balance. The good comes with applause, while the bad skulks in to muddy the fun. You love the way you look today, and you walk outside to be splashed by a puddle, by a non-thinking moron who bounded by in a hurry, wheels flying. It's the title of the book I am reading, of a place years ago where balance was the key to a satisfying life, and where the rich and the poor, the old and the young, and the sick and the well mingled in a society that struggled to accommodate all. A Fine Balance speaks of this, and I immersed myself in the society of India in the early 70s, where government and people tried to live in harmony with much dissonance on both ends. Squalor and chaos threatened to overcome the cities as the poor attempted to live in a world biased against them, and where what you were mattered more than who you were. poor women still balanced water jugs on their heads and also tended to the cooking and children while the men vied for meager work and wound up living on whatever they could scrounge. Unless you were in a certain class, you were liable to go hungry and had to fear for your life most of the time. Even if you had enough money, you never knew how long it would last. The bodies of homeless littered the sidewalks at night as people found places to rest, and even there they had to worry as police herded the indigent off the streets, destroying their sleeping spaces. In a land of magnificent wonders like the Hanging Gardens and museums of ancient artifacts, most only saw the dust and grime of the city's unswept streets and had to find a way to live and pursue their dreams in much deleted surroundings. Yet in this existence, there was a balance, as we must try to find in our present lives, as the sweet and the sour come together in many instances, and where survival, though it doesn't hang on this balance, still needs it to be what we want and not what we are given. End poem.
Very nice. I really like that last line there.
Thank you. Done in 10 minutes. So.
Well, good. Seriously. Good for you. Yeah.
It is about a six. Yeah, it is. It is. It's like I'm three quarters through the book, and I'm, you know, when you get three quarters through a book, you're hoping that it's going to end the way you want it to, but I fear that it might not, so I'm just, you know, like writing. I've got to go, though. Thank you so much. Great show.
Thank you very much. I'll be leaving. All right. Barbara.
Okay.
We'll talk
to you later. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. And that was Barbara. She's leaving for somewhere. I have to say, I have a feeling that Barbara is a superhero.
Yeah?
And that the signal just flashed on.
I think so, too. I think that's exactly what happened.
Oh, that's what's happening. I don't know what her superhero name is. I don't know. What are your...
I'd have to look at some certain things.
What if she makes people forget her? And her tagline is, "You'll probably forget me."
Just call her the Neuralizer.
The Neuralizer.
Sorry.
I think anybody with that would just be a great. I was thinking something like Fox and Socks.
Fox and Socks.
Who are you? I'm Fox and Socks. I'm horrible at the superhero thing.
You are.
Yeah,
it's okay.
That's though.
That's
the point.
That's why you have me.
I lean into it because I know JT will fix it.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Oh, she's having ice cream.
Oh.
Like we're gonna believe that?
Sure.
Ice cream.
Ice cream at 11:30.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Yeah, she's fighting crime.
It's probably a cat.
She's fighting crime
in a tree.
Just like I'm trying to be convinced here that Titus has mentioned this in the past. I'm trying to convince myself that Titus is not, in fact, Vladimir Putin in disguise. But they're very similar, and he's even said that himself.
Really?
Yes. If you look at them side by side.
Oh yeah, that's right.
It's incredible.
Maybe he's just moving really fast.
I didn't notice it until he mentioned it to me.
Until
he mentioned it online, I was like, "Oh my gosh, he's right."
I could. It's the look.
And it's also the stunningly amazing like life stuff that Titus seems to have done.
Uh-huh.
That I'm kind of question. Okay.
Probably not, though.
Probably none of those things. All right, let's go to Vancouver, British Columbia. Visit with someone who's going to bring us back to reality, Cynthia. Hello, Cynthia.
Hey. I think you're right about Barbara. I think she's out fighting crime.
That makes sense, right? I mean, it's far more realistic than ice cream at 11:30 at night.
And I've seen pictures of her with the Clintons and things, so she's pretty high. She's pretty high up there.
See, that's what I'm thinking. There's a lot behind this.
Well, she might have taken off. I don't know if she's still listening.
Hopefully she'll listen to the rebroadcast. So what do you have for us this time?
So I'm going to read from Rainforest and Russet since it's summer. I thought I'd do a summer poem.
Yeah.
And, well, I'd tell you what page it is, but I can't see the pages. I just have it memorized.
Perfect.
So middle-aged. Okay, somewhere in the middle. This is Take Flight. Take flight from inside the cathedral. As red roses bloom into the ataraxia of summer days, the fragrance of perfumed peonies and rain, the wind brings in the window, a calling to trust this place in the universe and time. A humbling beauty akin to the rich harmony of bows traversing the strings of violins in worship. Like Mary Magdalene hand-washing clothes, her palms cold and pink in the sanctity of starlit cypress in the night, let the deep purple jacaranda and earth through our feet align through the steeple to the temple and tempo of this sacred present moment. End poem.
It's a beautiful piece. Mm-hmm. It is really fitting for the summer, you know.
Yeah, thank you so much. I think I might have read it a long time ago. It was based on listening to my friend playing. My friend teaches violin, and I went to her student recital. Mm. And she often performs in churches, which, as you know, have beautiful acoustics. Oh, yeah. I was just thinking that people have probably been doing this for 6,000 years or for thousands of years, just gathering and listening to music and, you know, having the scent of flowers come in the window. So it felt really timeless.
Mm-hmm. I completely agree. I have some great memories of different things, going to see performances and things like that over many years. And, yeah, it did bring back a lot of that.
Yeah, I like that sense of being unplugged sometimes.
Yes, that's a thing, isn't it?
Yes.
I'm what can I say to you? Little Bot, he reminds me of Chip, the character in my book, because the computer on my light in the Lightbearer story, yes. He gets really overwhelmed and freaks out and he can't handle stuff. And he's supposed to be taking care of the kids, but they have to take care of him because he's a little bit scared of life.
That's hilarious, actually. Yeah, that's so totally funny. Like,
that is the character of Chip. He just freaks out and can't handle and shuts everything down. You brought him to life for me.
Well, you know, I've been thinking about this whole the whole unplugging thing, and I actually have to say, I put down, if you really want something fascinating, Cynthia, especially if it's if you use a smartphone at all, there's an app that I downloaded for free. I have an Android. It's called Moment, and it's basically an app that is designed to show you how much time you spend on your phone and then help you kind of figure out how to cut down on that time. And I will tell you, it measures the amount of times you pick up your phone, how long you're on it, and the percentage of your waking life you've been on the phone that day.
Scary.
And if you want to see some crazy numbers, do that. And just watch it. Don't judge yourself. Just after a few days, then open it and look at it. You will be floored with how much you use your phone. And that suddenly made me go, I'm going to need to take some time totally away from tech for a couple days. And at least a little while. I think maybe I'm going to start exploring writing books by hand again for a while and see
what
happens.
Very interesting.
Yeah. Anyway, just a random observation, random thoughts, but I figured you might appreciate it and it might be applicable to others listening.
Very important. And
all right.
Thank you for having me on.
Of course.
Wonderful night.
Thank you, Cynthia. I'll talk to you this week, okay? I'll connect with you.
Okay, perfect. Okay,
bye. Thank you. Bye. And that was Cynthia Kahn from Vancouver, British Columbia.
Just like that.
What if I just take out the British? Calling from Vancouver, Columbia. I think my brother's going down to Columbia.
Yeah, but I don't think he's going down to Vancouver.
That's because his girlfriend lives, or not his girlfriend, but his girlfriend's father lives in Columbia.
Oh, cool.
He's going to be taking a trip down there, I guess.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well...
No, you know what they say about Columbia, though? The famous saying about Columbia?
Yeah.
It ain't Cleveland. Let's go to Mama Oladeji in Cleveland, Ohio. Mama, it sounds like we got that phone thing going on, so I'm going to have you call back, okay? I'm sorry. We can't hear you, even if you can hear us. The faster we jump on this, the faster we can get it going, right? Hear that?
Yep.
It's happening. So do you want to end the call, JT?
Yeah.
Okay. Just, Mama, give us a call back. All right. So we got this Edgar Allan Poe thing coming.
Yeah.
We got the anthology coming.
Yeah.
We got the magazine coming.
And we got Mama live.
Boom. Hello, Mama. Welcome back.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right.
I didn't hear you before.
Sorry about that.
I was trying to put the number in the chat room for that. And Cynthia has an awesome Google account going there. They got her name in different languages and got her poems on there, her picture on there. So fantastic. I went to Google myself. It's like, you know, it is really exciting to see all that, you know, rigmarole going on around about you. Some of those people I don't even know. They just attached themselves to my to my profile.
I get it, yeah.
I don't even know where they are. And so that was kind of strange.
It is a scary thing.
Anyway, here we go. In the crates again. And this is for all the people that I love. I have a tendency, if you've noticed already, like you heard me and Barbara arguing about something one time, a man. I'm very possessive about my friends, not just the men, about my friends, period. And I always have a tendency to put my on there, like my Cynthia, my Barbara, my Michael, my this. It's like, so I just want to let everybody know I'm not really like that. And I'm only like that because I really just like feel like I can bond with that person so much, that I love them so much. And you also have my permission to love them. If I love somebody, I want everybody to love them. So it's not just a possessive thing. I just want everybody to be aware of that person,
sure,
that how they are so wonderful. So the name of this piece is You Have My Permission to Love Him or Her. I alone cannot contain the powerful energy he displays. He is way too much for my ears alone. My cup runneth over with joy. Still growing in wisdom, a developing boy. Bright and glorious are the rays beaming from his being. You have my permission to love him. The gods would surely scorn me if I fail to shout out his name. From every mountaintop, if I alone hold him close to my bosom, near my heart, it would be so unfair. You have my permission to love him. If I alone laugh and shake with delight, would I not soon be overwrought? Mightier is a good thing shared that each will feel personally bestowed upon. Each will have time to savor the intimacy of his secrets divine. So you have my permission to love him. Though a secret is no secret when it's told, there be principles to uphold. Special are some, simple, uncomplicated, God-sent, aspiring to become that which they were meant to become. And you have my permission to love him. Still, do not think your thoughts or compare. Sit and talk and prepare to be renewed and made aware that on this land called Earth, there are still people of worth, untainted, demure, and pure. And you have my permission to love them too. Those who think much of chastity, esteem their integrity and morals, carry an abundance of plenty, plenty enough to share, would I not display as human? Don't despair them, deserving only your better. You have my permission to love them. With them I interact, with only my soul to bear. I bear not my flesh, excited unselfishly. I share the essence of my being as we bring each other to a higher domain. Engaging in thought transfusion, we each are to be transformed. To know him is to love him. And you have my permission. In peace.
Very, very nice.
We've now been given permission by Mama, everybody.
Yes. Permission to love JC and Michael and to love Cynthia and to love, who's the new person in here? Zach and Dennis. Cause, you know, I'll grab everybody up and say, that's my Jack. That's my Zach. That's my Michael. That's my Cynthia. That's my Barbara. That's my Stan the man. That's mine. He's mine.
That's right. So that's right.
Yeah. So I have to share. So I'm just giving everybody permission. We all have to love each other. So
we do.
Not to be selfish.
That is very, very true,
one
isn't
love.
It? Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you so much. Really appreciate you, Mama, as always. And we hope to hear from you again next week.
Very welcome. You will hear from me as long as I got breath in my body and the creek don't ride.
Beautiful.
All right.
Thank you. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
All right. And that was Mama Ladeji calling from Cleveland, Ohio. Number 4 spot here in the return engagement. Now, Zach, as it says in the chat room, try to call. I really like that accent. I basically want to sound like, what's his name?
Ian McKellen.
Ian McKellen. I want to sound like Ian McKellen. Hello, Zach. How are you?
Hey, you know, glad I got a chance. Thanks for giving me a chance to come back. Gotta love that technology.
We deal with it, as you know. You've actually seen probably one of the worst meltdowns we've had over the last last 7 years. You saw over the, you
know,
earlier
that was like
the
worst
in the summer. Yeah. So at any rate, we're happy we're all here. Everything's good, and I'm going to give you the stage. We'll talk after.
All right. So this is called Cherry Blossoms Bloom, and this is in the form of the poetic form of the month, the lay. So give it my best shot.
All right.
When can I go home? When can I see you again? Cherry blossoms bloom when I think about you, friend. I left you behind when I was afraid to love. End of poem.
Beautifully done. Beautifully done. Good job with that form.
Thanks. It was. It's definitely very interesting because, you have to look at the first time you do it. You definitely have to look at it and go, wait a minute, 552, 552.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, the more poetic forms that I get to do, the stronger my poetry becomes.
Absolutely. Well, and that's the thing. It is. I was saying this earlier today. I think I said this on Facebook. There's three major components to art, but really there's four. I didn't really include one. The first is hard work.
Mm-hmm.
The second is humility in the face of your craft, which means you're always humble when it comes to getting good with your craft. And 3, confidence. Because if you don't have confidence, you're always going to play the disciple, right? You have to have all of those together. But it's an earned confidence. I think the 4th piece is just starting the ball rolling and keeping it going and just momentum. There's so much to be said for momentum behind work. So you're growing, you're getting better, you know, and as we all do and as we all are. And join us, man. Just keep the stone moving. And you will start finding all things you didn't even know you'd be able to do in a little while.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I definitely gained a lot of confidence because of you guys. So it's exciting to have you guys on the journey with me.
Hey, we're happy to have you, man. That's what we're here for. And we will continue to do so.
All right, guys. I will see you next week.
All right. See you then. Thank you, sir. Talk to you then.
Yeah, bye.
Bye. And that was Zach calling from New York, closing out our return engagement segment. It's been an easy night, a relaxed night. We knew that, though. It's usually the last few nights of the month are kind of relaxed. To be fair, one of the reasons we don't have Studio X more often is we used to do it, how many times? Didn't we do it, like, multiple times a month? before.
Yeah, from time to time, yeah. We
would, and it was just a lot. And so one of the things we wanted to do is we just always want to be sensitive. The show was not about me sitting in here singing my guts out for you guys, although I love doing it. It's that we want to make sure the show is about you as well. It's not about, you know, it's not about me or JT and I or just JT. That's probably more about him than it is me.
Sorry.
That's okay. You know what I'm saying. So at any rate, you know, that's really what the thought is. However, I want to ask a favor of a few people who are here with us. Reach out to Mary for us. Reach out to Stan for us. Reach out to Philip. Just kind of reach out. See how people are doing. Check on them. It doesn't mean you have to, like, do the drone thing like we were joking around about where you go knock on the door. Why aren't you here? Just check on them. Make sure they're okay. I'll do the same thing, too. Let's just make sure that we're all getting through this okay together and everybody's all right, okay? And I'd really appreciate that. Also, think about trying to reach out to someone that might want to, call in and join. It'd be great. It's great to have new people come in like Zach. We've seen it happen time and time again. Every single one of us was a new person at one point. And, you know, this is just something we're all kind of co-creating together. All right, everyone. From Novia, the studio cat, from Ursa, the studio dog, from JT and myself, thank you so much for spending your Friday night with us. We love you, and we look forward to speaking with you again next week when we return. So, until that time, keep on writing, and good night.